Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Scoop from Washington. I am your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. Going to talk a little bit about the election today, and I talked a little bit about Donald Trump yesterday and the Republican race, so I'm going to talk about the Democrats today. And I'm going to say that while I am indeed feeling the burn, I am ready for Hillary. That means to say that I like both candidates running for the Democratic nomination. I'm going to talk about what appeals to me from both candidates because they both have appealing features. But, and those of you who know this who listened to me last year, I indeed endorsed Hillary Clinton and I encourage folks to vote for her. Now, that being said, if you want to vote for Bernie, I respect that. I'm going to tell specifically why I respect that because I do respect Senator Bernie Sanders. And that's okay by me. The way I see it, this is a friendly fight. It's kind of like sibling rivalry. It's kind of like, cheering for your favorite sports team. This it isn't like opposing the Republican nominee for president, particularly if it's Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, because that would profoundly change the direction of America and not in a good way. So if you want to vote for one of them, I'll talk to you, but I really oppose you. But the choice between Bernie and Hillary kind of reminds me a little bit of the choice between Hillary and Obama 8 years ago. I had a really tough decision in that race. Those of you who date back 8 years and have been listening to me for 8 years, I know Mark Grimaldi, my producer here, is one of them, but they're not, maybe not too many of you out there, know that I did an hour-long presentation of the benefits and the problems with each of Hillary Clinton, then Senator Clinton, and Senator Obama at the time. And I had a really, really tough decision. I talked at length about what I favored one or the other. But the real problem was that, well, Senator Clinton and Senator Obama didn't disagree on much. So it was really hard to make the decision. And I finally decided it had to come down almost more to flash than substance, even though I'm a substance guy. And that's because, well, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama agreed on 99.9% of things, it seemed. So I went with a little flash, and I ended up endorsing Obama. And in some ways, actually, I've said this on the air, too. I actually think I made a mistake, because while I like President Obama, and I particularly like his domestic policy, I've preferred Hillary Clinton on some foreign policy things. So maybe I should have voted for her in 2008. In any case, I'm even more emphatically supporting Hillary now. I have worked with Hillary Clinton. Many of you know I used to be the legislative counsel to Congressman Barney Frank. I have worked on Capitol Hill. And so I have met and interacted with Hillary Clinton personally. And I have to say, and I'll tell that story today on the air, that my personal interaction with Hillary Clinton really sold her on me. I never really disliked her before, but I didn't like her much. And I was disappointed to see in a recent poll that only 14% of Democrats were enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton. They're going to vote for her, but they weren't enthusiastic. Well, I am enthusiastic, and I'm going to tell you why this hour. That being said, if you are a Hillary Clinton supporter or you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, I want to hear from you. Let me know why. And you know what? Even if you're a Republican, you're welcome to call in and tell me why you support your candidate. So we had, of course, the Wisconsin primaries last night, and the winners were Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders. I don't think Wisconsin's a typical state. I think that New York will bring back Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. But in any case, I do want to play some of the different comments that the winners of the Wisconsin primary said last night, and then some things from the people who lost, one of which is my candidate, Hillary Clinton. And the other, of course, is Donald Trump. But let's give the burn. Let's give Senator Bernie Sanders credit where credit is due and play a clip of what he said last night.
With our victory tonight in Wisconsin, we have now won 7 out of 8 of the last caucuses and primaries. And we have won almost all of them with overwhelming landslide numbers. What momentum is about is that at a time in contemporary politics when every major candidate has a super PAC, we have said no to super PACs, said no to the billionaires who fund those super PACs. And what we have done is in an unprecedented manner in American history. We have, up to this point in the campaign, received over 6 million individual campaign contributions. Anyone here know what the average contribution is? That's exactly right. Smart crowd. $27. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg, this is a campaign of the people, by the people, and for the people.
So that's, of course, the winner of the Wisconsin primary, Senator Bernie Sanders. He is right that he has a lot to crow about, but he's also, like any politician, crowing where he can. So Bernie Sanders does well in caucuses. Hillary Clinton does well in primaries. And lately, we've had a lot of caucuses. He's right, he won 7 out of the last 8 states. Most of them, though, were pretty small. Hawaii, Alaska. Nothing wrong with Hawaii and Alaska, but they're not where the mass of the population is. He did win Wisconsin and Washington. Those are two very respectful states. And then I think it was Idaho and Utah, relatively small states, while Hillary Clinton won the state of Arizona, a relatively large state. Of course, Wisconsin's a large state, too. The reason why Bernie Sanders wins caucuses, I think, is a problem with the caucus system. Not because he's winning, but because caucuses reward people who don't have to work. That's just the truth of it. That's why I don't like caucuses, and I like primaries. Caucuses are held often during the day, often for 3 or 4 hours at a time. It takes that time of time commitment. You have to get away from your family. You have to get away from work. It's not like a primary, which, like election day, you go in, you cast your ballot, and you leave. You can do it in 10 minutes. You can do it in, even if there's a line, usually, in 30 minutes. We'll talk a little bit later on the broadcast about why Republicans want to make it hard for you to vote. We'll get to there in a second. But who has time to spend 4 hours on a weekday or on a Saturday all day long working in a caucus? Well, young people have the time. Nothing against young people. In fact, I'm glad they're getting out there. I'm glad that they're supporting the Democrat, even if it's Bernie Sanders. They're getting out and they're having their voice heard. And let's face it, Bernie Sanders has a tremendous strength among young people. I'm going to talk about why a little bit this hour. But first, let's just deal with the question of caucuses versus primaries. If you've got a family at home to take care of, if you can't take away 4 hours on a Saturday, or you got a job, you can't take away 4 hours on a Tuesday, and you want to just cast your vote in a caucus, guess what? You can't. It's not allowed. So what a caucus rewards is certainly the most committed supporters, and also the very young and the very old, and it does not reward so much the people in the middle. Now, I think the very young and the very old should get out to vote. I encourage them to get out to vote in November. But the caucus process, I think, is flawed because it only takes a certain segment of the population. And that's why, by the way, caucus votes are far, far less than primary votes. In a primary state, you might have 8 or 10 times the number of people vote who vote in a caucus, precisely because people will give 10 minutes of their time more often than they'll give 4 hours of their time. So Bernie Sanders has every right to crow, but he's going to have a really hard time in the next few primaries because there are very few caucuses left. Very few. I'm not sure there are any, maybe one or two. But big primary states, New York. Hillary Clinton, of course, was senator of New York. Then again, Bernie Sanders was born in Brooklyn and has the accent to prove it. It's part of the things that makes him endearing, I think. But I do think Hillary Clinton will win in the New York primary. And I also think in the Pennsylvania primary and a bunch of the other states, she's going to do very well. I also think it's true that we talk about horse race too much. And yet what's interesting is that the candidates talk about it mostly because, well, it gives them a certain imprimatur. If Bernie Sanders can say we won 7 out of the 8, even if he's not ahead in the delegate lead, it's a way to get more money, to get more votes, to suggest to people this race isn't over yet. Hillary Clinton points out in her clip that actually she's way ahead in the delegate count, which of course is true. Let's play that clip. Let's play the Hillary Clinton clip. Is that ready for us?
I have a really considerable lead in the popular vote, and I have a considerable lead in the delegates. But again, you know, we're going to take our various cases to the states that are coming up. We're going to be making those vigorously. I'm sure that the senator will, and I know I will. And we're going to be drawing contrasts. You're going to be hosting a debate on the 14th, which I'm really looking forward to.
Senator Sanders campaign manager Jeff Weaver said something very interesting, inflammatory, on our air here, saying that, you know, the Clinton campaign, Secretary Clinton, they need to be careful not to destroy the Democratic Party merely in pursuit of her own ambition to be president. Very strong words. Your response to that idea?
I mean, it's just ludicrous on the face of it. You know, I have been campaigning for Democrats, fundraising for Democrats, recruiting Democrats to run and win for a really long time, I think about 40 years. And Senator Sanders, by his own admission, has never even been a Democrat. So look, I understand they're getting anxious. I get that. But they need to be thoughtful about what they do say, because at the end of the day, we need a Democratic president to succeed President Obama and to protect and further the progress that we've made under his 8 years in office.
So that's Hillary Clinton. Of course, she is way ahead in the delegate race. She's actually far ahead of where Barack Obama was ahead of her at this point 8 years ago. She's ahead in pledged delegates, not to mention superdelegates. And I think she's going to win the nomination. I hope that no one in Bernie Sanders' camp seriously believes that Hillary Clinton is somehow damaging the Democratic Party. I think she is the Democratic brand. She is, if you will, the establishment. You may not like establishment Democrats. We could talk about that. But at the end of the day, she is the Democratic Party, and she works very, very hard to elect local Democrats. I do want to get into the substance, though, not just in the horse race, and also talk a little about the Republicans, and also hear from you whether you're feeling the burn or ready for Hillary. I want to talk in substance why I prefer Hillary Clinton, but still have a fondness, got to admit it, for Senator Bernie Sanders. This is Mark Levine. Give us a call, 888-653-7543. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, thinking about the presidential race as everybody else is right now. We are in the thick of it. And I want to talk a little bit about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. And first, I want to talk about Bernie Sanders because just because I am admittedly a Hillary Clinton supporter does not mean I don't have tremendous respect and actually affection for Senator Bernie Sanders. First of all, I think he never dreamed he would get this far. I told you the same about Donald Trump on Monday. I think the same is true about Bernie Sanders. I think Bernie Sanders entered the race to make his thoughts about Wall Street and big banks and income inequality loud and clear. And he did. And I don't think he ever dreamed it would catch fire as much as it did. In fact, if he'd been really actively working to win the presidency, he would have worked even longer and harder, I think, in Iowa and New Hampshire, and maybe even changed the trajectory of this race. Imagine if he had won Iowa. I think that that little bit of difference made a huge difference that Hillary Clinton won the first caucuses. And I just talked about how difficult it is for Hillary to win caucuses. She tends to win primaries. I think Bernie Sanders has a very strong case to make, and he makes it from his democratic socialist ideology. Bernie Sanders, let's remember, was so far to the left that he didn't even join the Democratic Party until he started to run for president. He ran as an independent. He ran as a socialist, democratic socialist. And he's one of the few people I can honestly say is, yeah, he's to the left of me. And I respect and like people to the left of me. They have my heart. But I just don't know that they have the way to get things done, because I am, I guess, like Hillary Clinton, a practical progressive. But let me give Bernie Sanders his due. There's something wonderful about Bernie Sanders' integrity. He is true to himself. He is true to his ideas. And he's not someone who worries about what he looks like. He's not someone who worries about what he talks like. He does funky things with his hands. I have to admit that I have a certain love of a Brooklyn Jewish-born candidate for president. I think it's kind of exciting that someone like him could actually win so many primaries and do so well. Culturally, I think it's a fantastic thing. I like his passion. I think he's doing a really good job in pushing Hillary Clinton to the left and making her focus on things which she's always focused on, but even more laser focus on income inequality, on Wall Street reform, on, frankly, the corruption, the money corruption. Part of the problem is that Democrats always do support laws to help stop the corruption of money in politics, but given that we never prevail on these laws, we have decided not to unilaterally disarm. I think that's the right decision. You kind of have to get in there using the current system and then change it, kind of like Gorbachev did to the Soviet Union. If Democrats didn't take any money, heck, Russ Feingold of Wisconsin has proved that even though he didn't take a penny, he ended up losing because he didn't have enough money for his race. I think Hillary Clinton understands the realities a little bit better than Bernie. And we'll talk about her after the break. 888-653-7543 to join in.
Aggressive Progressive, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levine. We talked about the Republicans on Monday. I'm talking about the Democrats today. I do think the difference between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders gets magnified. If you look at their Senate careers, and Hillary Clinton was in the Senate for 8 years, and Bernie Sanders in the Senate for 27, I think, give or take a few. When you look at the 8 years in which they overlapped, more than 93% of the votes, they voted identically. So we're talking about a 7% difference. Now, I agree, primaries are where you decide the 7% difference, which is why I'm glad Bernie's running, and I'm glad people are voting, and I'm glad they're making their decision. But let's not exaggerate the difference. And they're probably a little bit further apart than Hillary Clinton was from Barack Obama 8 years ago. They were more like 98 or 99% alike. But 93% is still a lot alike. Yes, Hillary Clinton does care about income inequality. Yes, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are the same on the environment. They both want to increase the minimum wage. They both care about health care. Bernie Sanders supports single payer. Frankly, I support single payer. But Hillary Clinton understands the political realities. After all, she did try to do this herself 20 years ago. And I think she's got a good feel for what's possible and what's not possible. So I do not want to detract from Bernie Sanders. I have tremendous affection for him. I think he's got great integrity. I think he's got a great voice. I'm glad he's talking about money in politics. And I think he would make a great Secretary of Health and Human Services, for example. Or I can think of some other things in a Hillary Clinton cabinet. But I don't. If it sounds like I'm being dismissive of Bernie Sanders, I want to be clear. In terms of the delegate count, just as an observer, political observer, I think it's exceedingly unlikely that he will become the Democratic nominee, even without superdelegates, even on the pledged delegate account, he's way behind where Hillary Clinton was at this time when she lost to Barack Obama 8 years ago. Now, he should keep fighting. He should keep going vigorously. He should keep spreading his message. It's a good message. But I want to be clear that I don't think he's going to make it. But that doesn't mean that his supporters shouldn't go out and fight for him all they will. But when and if Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee, I hope that Bernie Sanders supporters will come home to support her. I will say this, and I do think it's unlikely, but if Bernie Sanders is the Democratic nominee, I will happily go door to door and toe to toe and debate and support him in every which way. Because whether or not you're feeling the burn or ready for Hillary, either way, they're far, far better than any Republican running, or even any Republican not running. But let me tell you why I'm a big fan of Hillary Clinton. I don't think she gets her due. And I don't think she gets her due because I don't think she has the personality, you could call it the charm, of, well, let's just start with her husband. Bill Clinton, I think, is actually less progressive than Hillary Clinton. I mean, they're both pretty progressive. I think Hillary Clinton's more progressive than Bill. But Bill's got charm. Bill's got style. Bill may be the most charming and most charismatic politician of our generation, actually. And then the prior generation, I can only think of Ronald Reagan. And the prior generation, only Jack Kennedy. These people come along once every 20 years, pretty much. It's very rare to have someone with that extremely charismatic personality. And I don't blame Hillary Clinton for not having the same personality of her husband. I think that's an impossible standard. What Hillary Clinton does have is brilliance. Never, not even her opponents, nobody ever claims Hillary Clinton is not an extremely smart person. I've never heard anyone claim that. She is brilliant. And I've worked with her enough to see her brilliance in person. She also has something I really like in a presidential candidate. She has a dogged persistence. She doesn't give up. She doesn't get knocked down easily. They've been trying to knock her down for 30 years, and she gets right back up again. She doesn't withdraw. She doesn't get all nasty. She just keeps fighting on. You know, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. She cannot, or if you prefer, I get knocked down, but I get up again. That's a pretty good song. You ain't never going to get me down. I don't think anything can knock Hillary Clinton down. And I want that in a president, and I want that in a dogged defender of liberal values. Real quick, it's a longer story. But I did work with Hillary Clinton when she was Senator Clinton, and I was legal counsel to Congressman Barney Frank. We worked to defeat George Bush's faith-based initiative together. And although it's a longer story, the short story is this. Hillary Clinton started on the wrong side of that issue. And you might think that that's a reason to oppose her. She started with many Democrats as someone supporting George Bush's faith-based initiative, thinking it was helping religious institutions help people in need. And we do have programs in the government to help people in need that are religious-based. Catholic Charities does a terrific job. In pulling people out of poverty and helping people get over drugs. But Catholic Charities serves everybody, not just Catholics. And they hire everybody, not just Catholics. So the religion may be the reason why they're so good. It infuses their mission to feed the poor, clothe the hungry. But it's not just for Catholics or by Catholics. What George Bush's faith-based initiative would have done was allow religions to exclude other religions. To say, sorry, only Baptists or only Lutherans or only Muslims or only Jews can serve the soup here and others are excluded. It would have been the first government-funded religious discrimination. And I'm proud to say, and it took some detail because this stuff was hidden deep in the statute. It was hard to find. But when I wrote a 12-page memo and I pointed out to Hillary Clinton exactly where the flaw in the bill was and why it would allow religious discrimination and how the Bush administration was using executive orders to get around religious discrimination laws, she told me that moment that if I was right and she was going to check with her legal staff and make sure I was right, and she, frankly, she'd read it herself. I love the way my memo to Hillary Clinton had all this yellow lining and asterisks, and you could tell this woman had read my memo. She wasn't like some other senators I approached. She said she would change her mind. And not only did she change her mind, she persuaded the entire Democratic Senate to change their minds. And in that way, my conversation with Hillary Clinton played a major role, maybe the major role, in killing George Bush's faith-based initiative. And what this tells me about Hillary Clinton, it's not just that she's brilliant enough to, you know, read the footnotes and to wander through the legal weeds as a very, very good lawyer, but that she's humble enough, and that's not a word often used with Hillary Clinton, she's humble enough to see where she's wrong, change her mind, and do what's right rather than what's political. And that's what I want in a president. So I like Bernie Sanders. I am not going to attack Bernie Sanders. But I will tell you, I do think Hillary Clinton will make a better president of the United States, and that's why I voted for her. 888-653-7543, Helen in Ithaca, New York, line 2. How are you, ma'am?
Hi. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
We could not disagree more.
Okay. Bring it on.
Where this is going. I'm for Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
I've met Hillary Clinton a couple times, and I've never met Bernie Sanders. I've spoken with him two or three times on the Tom Hartman. He had this program, which is called Brunch with Bernie,
mm-hmm.
you know, at lunchtime, you know. And so I bring up some issues with Bernie Sanders. So I've spoken with him. But I do not trust Hillary Clinton.
Why not?
I think she has some major character defects.
What are they?
I do not. All right. Well, you know, I think it's about time. She's, you know, saying that Bernie Sanders doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay, why don't we join the rest of the industrialized world, most of them? And if every other country can afford single payer, why cannot we? And I'm on the
okay, let me address that. Let me address that, and then I'll be happy. You'll have more time to talk about other issues, because I'm not trying to cut you off. I just want to address them as you bring them up.
Right.
And then I want to get to why you don't trust her, because why you don't trust her is different from saying you disagree with her on a specific issue, because trust is a very specific thing, and I'd really like to hear where that comes from, and we'll get to that in a second. But let's talk about single payer. So I support single payer. I firmly believe that if you look at Canada or Europe or any industrialized nation, they provide health care at far less cost, and they provide it to far more people. I do think it's a solution. It's where I'd like to ultimately see the United States go. So I agree with you on that issue. I agree with Bernie Sanders on that issue. But I remember very clearly, and I was on air the whole time it happened, the massive debate over the Affordable Care Act and how we squeaked it through, or I guess I should say President Obama squeaked it through. He needed 60 Democrats, which he only had for about 6 weeks. Right after Al Franken became senator and before Ted Kennedy died. It was a very short window of time. And, you know, to get Ben Nelson on board, to get Joe Lieberman on board, these Democrats that are barely Democrats, and in fact really aren't, or at least aren't progressive, shall we say.
Right.
That's what it took. And I remember when we had, it was like 55 or even 57 votes for Medicare for people who are 55 and older instead of 65 and older, which is a great way to move toward single payer. Just keep lowering the Medicare age, you know, 10 years every few years. And I remember Lieberman wouldn't budge. Ben Nelson wouldn't budge. So and now, of course, the Senate is far more Republican than it was in those days when we had 60 Democrats. We even had, again, short period of time, but we actually had a filibuster-proof majority. So I completely support Bernie's ideals. I think it's something to work toward. But I also think that Hillary Clinton has a clearer-eyed view of what is possible, politically possible. And Bernie, like I said, Bernie has my heart. I think Hillary Clinton has my mind. But go ahead.
All right. Well, I would never describe her as brilliant, but I would describe her as ambitious, okay?
And why would you describe her as brilliant? You don't think she's very smart?
No, I don't think she has, like, absolutely no science or math background. So
well, I'll tell you this. She was top of her class at Yale Law School.
Yeah, and I heard that. Yeah.
It's true, and I know because I was there myself, and the teachers told me that, so I heard it directly from professors that taught. Bill Clinton, by the way, was in her class. He was third in the class. She was first.
I know.
She was first in the class. So I don't think you deny her intelligence. Whether she has a science or math background, I think, is not as important, frankly, to the role of president as her history and legal skills. So I do think she's very smart, but keep going. Tell me why you don't trust her, because that's a very you think she's lying to you. That's in essence what you're saying.
Well, yeah, she changes her position a lot, and she also hits below the belt. Like, she insulted Bernie Sanders for, well, his grandchildren are adopted. I'm like, whippy-doo, you had a daughter, you had one child, and she
I don't remember her saying that Bernie Sanders' kids were adopted. I'll look that up. I haven't heard that quote. It seems like a weird quote for her to make. I'll look it up.
And also, she wants to keep us among the big pals in the world, such as Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Iran. Amnesty International just published a report the last couple of days that there have been more executions in 2015 than there have been in 15 years. And Hillary Clinton is for the death penalty.
Well,
and why don't we join the rest of the civilized world and get rid of the death penalty?
I'll tell you, on foreign policy, that's one of the issues that I actually agree more with Hillary Clinton on than Bernie Sanders. And I even agree more with Hillary Clinton on than President
the death
Obama.
Penalty?
Oh, I was talking about foreign policy. On the death penalty, my view is, and you could disagree with me, that I disagree with it 99.9% of the time. But when it comes to someone who intentionally commits mass murder, and I'm talking about someone like Timothy McVeigh or maybe the Brussels terrorist, Osama bin Laden, a few people, very few people like that, then I'm okay with it. And again, we could disagree.
I would say lock them up and throw away the key. But we don't need to be as a people committing murder ourselves because
yeah, I respect that view. Did you have a problem with President Obama taking out Osama bin Laden, killing him, murdering him?
I think if they could have, they should have grabbed him, and we could have gotten a lot of information from the guy. And we don't even have his body. They dumped it into the ocean, you know?
Yeah, so, no, I actually think that was a good idea, too, because I wouldn't want a shrine for people who of his ilk. But I think that these are really disagreements at the margin, honestly. I don't think they're – but I respect your view. Listen, my old boss, Barney Frank, was against the death penalty in all cases. I'm just against it in 99.9% of cases. I certainly think, as applied in America, where people don't have adequate counsel, where there's a huge racial bias, I am absolutely against the death penalty in the vast majority of cases. I would only save it for crimes – really, like crimes against humanity. I mean, for
For Mary Antoinette or something, right?
Well, no, I'm thinking more Timothy McVeigh or Osama bin Laden.
I wouldn't want that blood on my hands, and I wouldn't want to ask anybody to have to do that. You know,
People want to do it. They volunteer for it. There's no one that's. But I don't know. I don't think that should be the issue that's deciding. The one thing that I'm trying to get across to you, though, is. And we can talk about differences in policy, and that's totally cool. I do think Hillary Clinton gets a bad rap in the sense that people, you know, I don't trust Hillary. Well, you know, I don't, you know, when she's working for President Obama, she can't go too far off the reservation. There are things that President Obama did in foreign policy that I wasn't a big fan of, and all the indications are that Hillary Clinton was advising him to do other things behind the scenes. But when you work for an administration, it's like when you're vice president. It's very hard to get respect as a vice president because you really can't step out on your own very much. But look, again, I'm not knocking Bernie, and I don't know what the adopted comment is. I'll look at it. But I would just ask you that love Bernie all you want. Vote for Bernie. Support Bernie. That's all good. But I hope at the end of the day, if Hillary Clinton wins the nomination, you will support her and support her with a smile. Maybe you're not the biggest smile with Bernie.
No.
But at least support her, recognizing that I think she'll be a very competent president.
I won't do it with a smile, but I have a clothespin ready to put
on my nose. Okay, fair enough. Because you know she's far better than any Republican running.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sure. Thank you for calling, Helen. I appreciate it. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to look up that adopted comment, which I've never heard of. But I am going to look it up. And if you want to call in, it's 888-653-7543. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Fulbright scholar, and he speaks French, but he couldn't tell you who won the Super Bowl. It's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, talking about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. The last caller, whom I like and has called in before, Helen from Ithaca, was telling me that she doesn't trust Hillary Clinton. And I was trying to get to why she doesn't trust her. It's one thing to disagree on policy. Everyone has a right, of course, to do that. But why she doesn't trust her was very important to me. And one of the reasons she said it is because she said she attacked Bernie Sanders' adopted kids. I'm like, whoa, I don't think Hillary Clinton would do that. Well, I found the clip. The source, by the way, is Breitbart, which is a right-wing trash organization, which is its job to trash Democrats. But they did play the clip. So I'm going to play for you the clip, the 45 seconds, where Hillary Clinton is said to be attacking Bernie Sanders' adopted grandchildren. See if you can hear it in the clip, because I don't. Play the clip.
A set of plans to deal with the economy, national security, a lot of the social issues and family concerns that people talk to me about. And I know I can do all of that, and I intend to deliver for the American people. And I guess at the end of the day, for me, you know, people talk about their extraordinary grandchildren, but I actually have one. And we're going to do everything we can to give her opportunities, but not enough. And I think too many people are forgetting what are some of the biggest determinants as to what happens to your children and grandchildren. The first being what kind of country we are and whether we're still providing the opportunities to realize your promise and potential.
So there you go. That's the great vicious attack on Bernie Sanders' adopted grandchildren. I didn't hear it. I heard Hillary Clinton say people talk about their grandchildren, and I actually have one. You know, in other words, it's not just you who cares about your grandchildren. I care about my grandchild, too. I think that's a stretch. I really do. If you want to attack Hillary, attack her for something else. Got a ton of callers. I'm not going to get to all your callers out there. There are just too many of you. I will be back on Monday, though, and we can continue this conversation. I hope you call back then. I'm just going to be able to take one call. Kelly from New Mexico, line 2. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
I was listening to your last caller talking about not trusting Hillary Clinton, and the only thing I could think of is that's really an emotional response to something as opposed to, I've looked at all the facts, I've looked at her, you know, her platform, and I don't agree with anything. Saying you don't trust somebody is emotional as opposed to logical or critical thinking. So I just thought that was interesting because I know people who will say, I don't trust her, she's shady, she does this, and you ask them why, and they can't really put their finger on it because they have.
Solid point, Kelly. That's exactly the point that I was trying to make. That's why I asked her why. Why don't you trust her? If you disagree with her on policy, that's fine. But let's try to keep out the personal attacks. I've done my best. I don't attack Bernie Sanders. And I'd ask you not to attack Hillary Clinton personally. You disagree on her in policy, go right ahead. That's America. Talk to you Monday.